Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 218 for Monday, January 11th. I'm Phil Ferrance-Warkentin. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was down Monday as losses in the Chicago soy complex spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola was down by $1 to $3, the most active March contract down $2.60 at $478.70 per ton. Economic concerns out of China were once again at the forefront of the global markets today, including the grains and oilseeds. In addition, the USDA will release annual production, quarterly stocks, monthly supply demand, and U.S. winter wheat acreage numbers tomorrow. And any surprises in those reports could lead to some major price swings. As a result, much of today's activity on both sides of the border was tied to position evening, with many analysts bracing for some bearish news to come out of the reports. However, a lack of significant farmer selling did temper the declines in canola, especially as exporters and domestic crushers continue to show solid demand. Weakness in the Canadian dollar also provided underlying support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat all down as traders square up positions ahead of tomorrow's batch of USDA reports. Strength in the U.S. dollar and losses in crude oil also weighed on the grains and oilseeds across the board. Soybeans were down 4 to 5 cents, the March contract down 4 at $8.61 per bushel. Losses in the Chinese stock markets spilled over to weigh on soybeans as the economic troubles there could cut into export demand for U.S. beans going forward. Improving weather conditions in Brazil over the weekend were also bearish for soybeans, with more beneficial rainfall in the forecasts that should help boost the yield potential. For corn, prices were down 4 to 5 cents, the March contract down 5 at $3.52 per bushel. The losses in crude oil weighed especially on corn, as the grain is a major feedstock for ethanol production. However, speculators are already holding very large short positions in corn, and values managed to stay above their nearby contract lows. For wheat, prices were down 8 to 10 cents, the March contract in Chicago down 9 at $4.69 per bushel. Ample world supplies and poor demand for U.S. exports remained the major bearish influences in wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, January 11th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Ferrance-Warkentin.